Someone's in the bedroom with Dinah. Is it Willie, her lover of 10 years, who creates unfashionable political sculpture? Is it Susan, Willie's wife, a fabric designer who's also been Dinah's lover for the past 10 years? Maybe it's Itzhak, I hope so. He's moody, but then he is a virtuoso flutist, and he understands Dinah's avant-garde music. Even more important, he wants to settle down, and he's not involved with either Willie or Susan. The ménage à trois of Willie, Susan, and Dinah is the focus of Marge Piercy's Summer People. After the tremendous scope of her recent World War II novel, Gone to Soldiers, Summer People initially seems like summer reading, light, sexy, and absolutely implausible. Take this triangle business. Dinah remembers learning in high school geometry that triangles are highly stable structures. But in my experience, they're as enduring as the human pyramid formation at cheerleading tryouts. To keep this one from wobbling, the three characters maintain a vigorous schedule of conjugal visits. Here's a description of their annual Christmas festivities. They opened some presents together, but each of them was entitled to separate time for a private present or two with the others. They would adjourn to Willie and Susan's to open some presents with the children. After that, Dinah went home, and Willie gave Susan her private presents. They always made love on Christmas Eve. In the morning, he got up early and went to bring Dinah her presents. They made love that morning. When Susan had finally had brunch, she would go down to find Dinah, and they would share early or mid-afternoon of Christmas Day. Then in the late afternoon, the three of them would walk to the bay. Phew, and you thought Mommy kissing Santa Claus was a big deal. Despite this silliness, Summer People doesn't represent Marge Piercy's vacation from her familiar political themes. She closely examines the class tensions between artists like Dinah, Willie, and Susan, who, like Piercy herself, work on Cape Cod year-round, and the wealthy Summer People who visit for pleasure. Then there's the larger issue of one's responsibility to the past. As the daughter of a Holocaust survivor, Dinah thinks she should have children to memorialize those who perished. These storylines are compelling, but Piercy's greatest gift as a novelist and social observer is that she can make even the most outlandish choices for living seem unthreatening, even ordinary. She therefore moves her readers to consider all sorts of possibilities for change. Halfway through the novel, when the triangle finally collapses, it no longer seems like an over-choreographed romp, but a credible, if exhausting, alternative to the nuclear family that Willie and Susan found so stifling. The urge to challenge convention influences Piercy's writing style as well. She doesn't believe, as some critics of Dinah's music do, in the unbridgeable gap between culture high and culture low. Piercy's not afraid of using popular forms like science fiction, as she did in Woman on the Edge of Time, or the romance, as she does here, to convey her essentially political themes. Summer People is as thought-provoking and difficult to categorize as any of Piercy's fiction. It's beach reading with muscle.